Hey, this is Don the Idea Guy, back with a new episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast, your insider audio track to all the content that I produce and publish daily at BigYellowSticky.com. Today is episode 175, and the title is Get Over Yourself. The note reads, self-confidence can be sexy. Overconfidence rarely is. Here's the story behind the sticky. Confidence is an attractive trait. People who are at ease with themselves automatically put the other people they are with at ease as well. Why? Because they aren't trying to impress anyone, prove anything to others, or manipulate anybody. Confident people are comfortable in their own skin, which in turn makes other people feel comfortable in theirs. Have you ever been around a person, a successful, confident person, at a business event or a social gathering? Chances are they spent the majority of their time asking other people questions and learning about other guests at the event rather than talking about themselves. This stands in stark contrast to people you may have encountered with low self-esteem or, perhaps worse, people who act overly confident. The overconfident person is desperately trying to get the attention and approval of other people. Typically, they don't go about it in a good way. Overconfident people tend to be blustery braggarts who can't stop going on and on about their favorite topic, themselves. They're likely loud, obnoxious, rude, and obvious embellishers of the truth. Keep the disparities of these two types of behaviors at the forefront of your mind when you attend an event. We all have moments of insecurity and can feel awkward at events where we don't know a lot of people. This is especially true in the case of introverts. But even when you may be feeling less confident than normal, you can make a great impression on a group of any size and give the impression of self-confidence by remembering to let others have their turn in the spotlight. Ask questions and show interest in your fellow attendees. You'll come across as an incredibly confident, even if you're not feeling that way on the inside. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast. If you'd like to receive a free alert every time new content is posted, just go to BigYellowSticky.com and click on the Get Sticky link. Once you confirm your email address, you'll begin receiving a daily email that includes a copy of that day's sticky note, the one that's drawn by hand and drawn by me, on a 3x3 yellow post-it note with black Sharpie markers. And I throw in some color every once in a while. Your email will also include a link to a special audio track. I've been recording one for each one of the sticky notes that I draw this year. It allows me to dive a little deeper into the topic I've scribbled on the sticky because, you know, I can only fit so much information in that 3x3 area. I'll be back again tomorrow with a new sticky and a new story, and I hope you'll stick around to hear it.